top headlines.
Bruins are going to be without another one of their top players tonight. And for the next couple of games, David Backes suspended 3 games for his hit on Franz Nielsen of the Red Wings the other night. The suspension will also cost him almost $97,000. So the team will take on the Flyers tonight at the TD Garden without David Backes, without Charlie McAvoy, who's going to be out another 4 weeks. Patrice Bergeron, Judd Zerat, Bob Beers have the call. Puck drops just after 7 o'clock on the New England Honda Dealers, 98.5, the Sports Hub Bruins Radio Network. Celtics also in action tonight. They visit the Timberwolves at 8 o'clock. Danny Ainge on with Toucher and Rich this morning. So, Gordon Hayward, ain't coming back soon? Huh?
I don't believe he's not even full weight-bearing on his foot doing anything.
Yeah, he is
on the Alter G, which is half his body weight, maybe up to 60% of his body weight.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound like soon. All right, tonight's game, Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell will be on 100.7 WZLX, tip-off just after 8 o'clock. J.D. Martinez, two flyouts yesterday, went 0-for-2 in his Red Sox spring training debut. The Sox 8-1 loss to the Twins. Headlines brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Go to getanoilchange.com to save up to $15 on your next oil change. Print out the coupon or pull it up on your mobile device. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Download the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app. It's available in the App Store and Google Play. Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It was a pretty hot and heavy 3 days for the Seahawks, who have known they wanted to try to trade him and actually got a little bit of hotter market than they anticipated. It was the Philadelphia Eagles who did end up with him for a fifth-round pick and Marcus Johnson. They also get a seventh with Bennett. The Atlanta Falcons offered a late-round pick as well, and this deal was supposed to be done yesterday morning. And then, Dan, the New England Patriots came in and tried to make an offer, even though the two sides had basically agreed. But what they did, instead of taking the Patriots offer, was just hit pause, take a breath, consider all things. The Eagles did a lot of research into the kind of person that Michael Bennett was. In the end, they decided to make the trade and beef up their defensive line.
So hold on. They had agreed with the Patriots, essentially, verbally, to make this trade?
No, the Eagles had agreed with the Seahawks, essentially. And then the Patriots came in with a big offer, and then all sides had to hit pause.
Gotcha.
And in the end, the Seahawks stuck with the original offer.
617-779-0985 is the phone number for you. That from Ian Rappaport, Patriots in on Michael Bennett. There is that news that we are talking about. Also mixing in still the reaction of the David Backes suspension, which is an absolute joke. Absolute joke and embarrassment to the NHL and its league office. So we've got that going on. There's other small things that we'll get to as well, including the latest on Richard Sherman, who apparently told his teammates yesterday that he's leaving. And it's been made pretty obvious. I mean, I don't think this is a huge shock to anybody, but the Seahawks and Richard Sherman are going to part ways. And that's probably through him getting cut. I think that's probably the same thing with Aqib Talib. I think both of these guys are going to be cut.
Wow.
They're both going to be able to pick their teams. Aqib Talib reportedly wants the Patriots and has the Patriots at the top of his list.
He loves Bill. Loves Bill. Loved the situation here. Understood the situation. Knows the defensive scheme. Know you're going to have a good offense. Puts up points. I think it's a perfect situation for him at this point in his career. Now, Richard Sherman coming off, tearing his Achilles. Who was the guy who came back same year, played on the Achilles? Was that? That was Baltimore. That was Crazy Man. Edge guy. What the hell's his name? T-Sizzle. T-Sizzle ripped up his Achilles, I think, in the preseason and ended up playing in the playoffs. That was crazy.
I just want everyone to understand. Richard Sherman, I've heard this a lot. I want to keep reiterating this when I talk about why I would much prefer Aqib Talib over Richard Sherman. Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, I wouldn't be disappointed in either. I wouldn't be disappointed.
I wouldn't either.
If it's Richard Sherman.
You're getting a
but if you're
player.
Asking me to pick
right.
one, I'm picking Aqib Talib. Number one, games played, health. Badass attitude that he brings, and just an edge that I don't think this team really has. He has the crazy in him, which I love. Love that guy.
Ass kicker.
Two shirts. Mindset is to win. All of that. Love that guy.
Give me your chain.
Richard Sherman has had surgery not on one Achilles. He's had surgeries on both. Both of them since November, people. He's had both Achilles operated on.
Oh, it's going to hurt.
You want to roll those dice?
Let's get Maz on. What's the rehab time on that?
I just feel like people have kind of lost that. He ruptured his right Achilles. Yeah, he had surgery on that one, and then he had surgery on the left one. He's two for two, Zo.
Might as well fix them both while you're in
both.
There. Yeah, you got one bad tire. Let's throw the pair on. Throw a new set on.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Get some new tracks.
Well, you got one on the right that blew out. Might as well upgrade the one on the left. So, I don't know. I just worry about that. I worry about health.
Yeah, I do too.
Not to say that, you know, you couldn't have an injury to Aqib Talib.
We've seen it with Aqib. What is hip? He's had
I don't know. Kid. It's just that Richard Sherman has had two Achilles operations and he turns 30 this month.
Yeah.
Just saying. There's a risk there.
Who's the other corner out there?
There's
Jeremy Lane? See, they're going younger. And this was going to happen to them. It's amazing what happens to these teams. They look like they're the new... They're the new Dynamo, the Seattle Seahawks. They're the it team. Win a Super Bowl, go to another one, lose it back-to-back, and then all of a sudden things start to happen. Players start to go away. People start to run their mouth. And Pete ran a good ship up there because he allowed them to police the locker room. Now, eventually that's going to go bad. You know, they lose Beast Mode. He's playing down here in Oakland. You know, you lose this guy, you lose Sherman. Earl Thomas now wants to play for the Cowboys. It's kind of just a bad breakup for the Seahawks. Remember when Baltimore was good too, and you thought, boy, they're going to be a good team.
How do you know it's a bad breakup? I mean, it's sort of like they're cycling through.
It's kind of like the way they got to go.
End of an era. End of an era.
Hey, we talk about the end of an era here. We're Gronkowski, Brady, you know, Belichick. You know, Patricia's gone. Happens to everybody. It's just this team manages things a lot better. The level of consistency and the role model that you use to have your team and your environment be the same and consistent every year to get the 12, 13 wins is amazing how long they've been able to do it. Well, you see all these other teams start rebuilding, you dip down, you're 9-17. I think
the Seattle Seahawks are taking a page out of the Patriots book, if you ask me.
Really?
They're getting rid of a bunch of guys a year too early rather than a year too late.
Yeah.
And their quarterback is not 40. Their quarterback is young.
Probably
doing it for the quarterback. They're like where the Patriots were at between dynasties, between, you know, the first run of 3 out of 4 and then kind of shuffling through. And, you know, maybe you look at 06, 07 when the defense had started to get older and all of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're somewhere in that middle phase. They're doing exactly what the Patriots would have done 10 years ago. They're dumping guys early rather than dumping them late. Michael Bennett, Richard Sherman, they're moving on early from them to go get that next crop of guys. They're not going to get stuck paying Richard. What's Richard Sherman's money this year?
14, I think.
They're looking at that going, we're going to pay a guy. Is it really 14? Is it that much?
I think so. 12 to 14. He's in that range, man.
Hold on.
I think Aqib is at 9.5 to 10. See, Aqib's
no, it's 11.
I know Aqib's number's lower than.
Actually, with the signing, he's up around 13.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. A lot of money.
He's like $4 million more than
Aqib. We're going to pay $13 million to a guy who just had two Achilles surgeries in the last 5 months. Yeah, I don't think so.
Now, does that impact
on the last year of his deal? Bye-bye.
Think about that. Does that impact your decision a little bit more that you got a guy coming off two Achilles that makes $4 million more than Aqib Talib?
Yes.
I'll take Aqib Talib at 9.
You're not taking him at 9, though. He's going to get cut.
I understand that.
You know, they're going to cut him.
But in the player's head, what's he view himself as making? Sherman still thinks, you know, he even stated. He goes, I don't want to take any pay cuts. I'm not restructuring. We're not doing that. So.
617-779-0985. Mitchell.
Forgot about Jimmy Graham, too.
Mitchell and Cambridge.
Hey, what up, Mitch? Hey.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think that the Seahawks were pretty upset that the Patriots would take a lesser trade for Jimmy G, and they sent him into their division. So now when the Patriots came with a better offer than the Eagles, no way the Seahawks were taking it.
Nah.
Now that is a hell of a conspiracy theory, Mitch.
Nah, Pete and Bill have a fantastic relationship. Bill speaks very highly of the Seahawks. That is him sending his player to a brand new coach and a GM that he's got a relationship with in, what's his name? John Lynch.
Why were they late? That's what I want to know. Why were the Patriots late with their offer?
Well,
like, how were they late to the party on that? I just think of this, as you say, they have a great relationship. So why the hell weren't they talking?
Dropped the ball. I mean,
They did. The Patriots dropped the ball on this.
They've done a lot of these. Did the Cassius Marsh trade, right? That thing came together in like a half hour at the end of camp.
So the Patriots had a better offer that the team liked more, and somehow the Patriots were just late. Why were they late?
Shoot, who's the DB we
sent
there?
What were they doing at the combine?
What's the name of the corner we sent there? Damn it. Come on. What's the corner we sent there? They trade back and forth all the time. Coleman, thank you. Remember, Coleman was one of your better nickelbacks. You sent him there to play the slot between Sherman and Jeremy Lane. That was a pretty good cover team.
617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls and continue to discuss all these Patriots offseason items with the Backus suspension. Billy Jaffe joins us at noon.
Stay tuned for more Bruins Game Day with Solak and Bertrand.
From the Star Market Broadcast Studio
on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Broadcasting live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio, it's Solak and Bertrand. Bruins Game Day on your home of the Bees. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
11:20. You're on Solak and Bertrand. 617-779-0985. What are you laughing at over there?
That little picture you tweeted.
Chuckling about.
You tweeted out a picture.
Yes.
Of somebody getting their hair cut in Quincy.
Tom Brady. Wow. Quarterback of the New England
Patriots. He's in your town, bud.
Yeah, right up the street.
Wow.
Yeah. Quincy. Doing a little charity event there today. Getting his hair cut.
Getting it all taken off.
You know he won't go down to the down to the one. You know what it'll be like? It'll be like a Felger haircut.
Oh, this is custom.
Right? It'll be like a Felger.
It's one of the female or gentlemen's hair salons where all the females are haircutters. Brady's got his own personal guy.
He brought his own guy. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. If I was him.
You had his money?
If I look like him,
And his yanking life?
Oh, my God.
Kidding me?
I don't worry about the peaks.
Listen, I'll bring my own guy. I want some weirdo touching me.
Remember when Maz and Felger got hit the first time? And, like, they got down.
Felger, because he wasn't allowed to.
Remember right. Yeah. The weird Comcast crap. At least he doesn't have to wear those stupid T-shirts on Tuesdays.
A couple of calls here. First, Sean in Medford on the suspension for David Backus. Go ahead, Sean.
What do you got, Sean?
I just wanted to hear what you think about maybe, you know, if the Maple Leafs weren't in a race to get home ice advantage against the Bruins in the playoffs, would the length of the suspension still be 3 games?
I don't know. What do you think, Sean?
What kind of time?
What's your take? You think that's what it is?
Yeah, I think they got their offices in Toronto. Their old boss, Shanahan's over at the Leafs. You know, I think he might have played a little factor in the back of their minds.
Okay. All right. I doubt it. I bet it's more about the reputation of the Bruins and them just not liking the Bruins from the onset.
Be sitting here popping
less
the
about
desk.
Where they are in the standings. But, hey, at this point, with a ridiculous suspension like that, anything's in play. I have no idea.
Pounding the desk a little bit more if the kid got up and continued to play. Bottom line,
that's a pet peeve of mine. Can I just air this out right now? Pet peeve of mine when the callers do that to us.
What?
They have a point. They have a take that they want to make. And then instead of just making it, they ask us to make it for them.
I'm not making a point for you. It's what you got to call for.
Just call up and tell me what you think.
It's like yesterday. How hard was yesterday? You either like the cereal or you don't. You call about the cereal you like, or if you had a hot take on a cereal, or you missed one that wasn't produced anymore. We're not getting into cereal.
We got yelled at about cereal talk. We're not doing cereal talk today.
It's not my fault we had 8 deep on it. Had to turn.
That is, it's a pet peeve of mine. Why do I have to make your point? You obviously have a point to make. Go ahead and make it. That's all. Moving on. Dan in the car. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. First time, long time.
Awesome.
Wanted to weigh in on the Richard Sherman, Aqib Tlaib debate. Now, I know Richard Sherman costs a little bit more, but you get what you pay for, right? And I seem to remember Aqib Tlaib leaving a few games while they were still going on. The references I'm making, of course, are Steve Smith Sr., right? And the two AFC Championship games, and then the Denver Broncos, right? The Wes Welker.
Hit by that player. One of the most dirtiest plays Bill Belichick's ever seen. Wes Welker.
Exactly.
Referred to him as the player.
Exactly. So, kind of give him a pass on that one. Do remember him leaving either the year before or the year after that, too. Don't remember which year it was exactly, but I do remember.
He had the hip pointer with us, and he played through it. I think it potentially could have needed some surgery. Yeah, I watched him D up Jimmy Graham and took Jimmy Graham out. There's only one guy that I thought beat him like a with a broom, and that was that Josh Gordon? Josh Gordon, Cleveland smoked him, I thought. And that's the only time I said, wow, this guy struggled with him. Other than that, he locked up everybody I ever saw him cover. And then
some. Steve Smith.
Where was that at?
I believe it was in Baltimore.
Was that the Monday night game down in Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. That's right. That's a Hall of Fame player. I mean, good player, Steve Smith. Good motor.
Yeah, the Gordon game was Gordon had 7 catches for 151, an 80-yard touchdown. That's the one you're remembering with Josh
Gordon. I remember the one. He hit him on a seam.
That was December of 13. Patriots won. That was a 27-26 win. Do you remember that? One-point win?
Yeah. Aqib had the angle on him, and it didn't matter. He blew the doors off him. Josh Gordon was moving. Yeah, he struggled with him. But other than that, when he's out in Denver, I haven't seen him struggle with many guys. I know they've given up some points, but who the hell knows what coverages were? They're basically a man team.
Sean is in Northborough. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up,
Sean? I just wanted to switch back to the Bruins real quick. I actually live in New York City, just came back to Mass. Thank God, started watching the Bruins again. And I kind of want to get your take on Bergeron and McAvoy. You know, when they come back, would you guys think you should kind of ease them in or just play them right off the bat? You know, going into playoffs, you kind of want those guys pretty healthy. So I just kind of want to get your take on them, you know, coming back, once they're healthy again, you know, how you going to utilize them? Are you going to play them, you know, a lot or, you know, kind of ease them in?
Well, I think because it's two completely different injuries. You've got a crack in a bone that – you have dates to where you know when that bone is going to be exactly healed, and you could do bone scans and you look at it. And if you say that bone is perfect, Bergeron, you go. Go. Up and running. Now, that knee, that MCL, that's different. That's a pain tolerance thing. That's a stability thing. If this kid can't lean and he can't cut, and if he catches the tip of that skate and he feels a twing in it, they suck, man. I had a second-degree MCL. And I continued to hold for PAT field goals for Matt Barr because we didn't want to screw up the operation. I couldn't have played. But I had a brace on. I would limp out there, get down. That would be the leg that I kept up. And boom, get it down. And he kicks it. God forbid there would ever be a bad snap and I would have to run on it because I couldn't. Just have to cover it up and get down. But
So, as we wait to get Zolak and Bertrand back live from the TD Garden, I'm going to sit here and keep talking about whatever it is that I want to talk about. It is a free-form Thursday, 11 o'clock hour here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. I mean, I was very happy with the conversation that was going on, but I'm also still too upset about David Backus to really let that one go. So, if you feel like you want to hop on and talk about that or anything else that Zolak and Bertrand were discussing, now would be the time. 617-779-0985. I wonder if Billy Jaffe is still going to join them live at the Star Market Studios there at the TD Garden. Because if they're down, I would think Jaffe would come in here. And Jaffe and I can just do a couple hours of hockey talk. And we can get into some really nasty back and forth stuff about certain institutions of higher learning that he and I both attended. Not that anybody else would want to hear that, but we could certainly talk about that for hours. You know, back to the Bruins here for a moment. I know that Zoe and Beetle were on to other topics, but again, we get to go freeform here for a sec. Oh, I don't get to go freeform? They're back? Damn it!
Yeah. So here's the thing.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. We didn't know that we were off, and we just kept talking and kept doing the show.
It's such a hot take.
We had a really good couple of minutes.
Your show is about to get so much better.
I heard you talking like, well, I'm gonna do radio with Billy Jaffe.
Yeah, I was ready to put the call out to Jaffe. Don't go to the garden. Come to the station.
Damn,
you guys weren't working.
Computer went out again. That rogue computer's got a mind of its own. So let's turn Hardy's voice on.
I was very confused.
Also, we're talking, if you didn't hear us, it was McAvoy, Bergeron, timetables and that.
Oh, okay.
And who do you get back in there quickly? MCL, man, that's tough.
And I was getting back. I was going to go back to Backus for a moment, but you go ahead and go talk about your timetables. That's fine.
So none of the timetable talk made it on the air?
I don't think we hear. I don't think we heard much timetable talk.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Was there, did you have some good timetable takes?
Yeah, because I think, you know, with the crack in the bone or the hairline fracture, you see it. You know what I mean? There's concrete time for when a bone heals, and there's bone scans you do. So the second that
it's called
is
called an X-ray.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, or a CAT scan.
Well, the X-ray missed it, right?
Well, a CAT scan is a more advanced X-ray.
So you get those, and then the player who has had broken bones and pins and punctured lungs and everything in his damn hockey career, he knows his body better than anybody. If he feels great, he's up and running. Turn him loose. Again, McAvoy, MCL, you have no strength to the one side, the inside of that leg. That's the interior ligament right here. And if you can't push off left, right, that's problematic. You know, I played with guys that had second degree that tape it up, but they're linemen. They go straight ahead. You can't cut left and right. Remember the San Diego Chargers came in here for that AFC championship game? Phillip Rivers tore his ACL. They went in there and cleaned it up, some minor procedure. They taped it up, and he tried to play through it, actually played through it, but he was in the gun all day and sort of on one leg. And LT only had a MCL sprain, but he had the jacket on, and he had the visor, and he kind of tapped out, and everybody killed him for it. How good would that guy's game be cutting on an MCL that doesn't feel right, that has no stability? He would have hurt his team if he was out there trying to play through it. See, these injuries are different, man. Rivers helped his team because he's the best thing you got. If you can't run and if you can't cut, you can't play that position of running back.
All right, I can tell you, the first go-round was much better than the second. We didn't have the football analogies the first time around.
None of my problem.
For no freaking
reason.
None
of my problem.
It was way better the first time.
I'm Hardy for it.
That's for sure. Let's get to headlines. Hardy, you get us caught up.
No, you know what? Have Jaffe driving there, and Jaffe and Hardy can do the show. How about that?
Billy Jaffe will join us at the Garden coming up at noon. We'll actually talk to Sean Grandy about the Celtics coming up at 11:50. And Zoe, there's somebody over there that I think is probably going to stop in the studio next, standing right over there by the escalator. stay tuned for that. You don't want to miss it.
God forbid there would ever be a bad snap, and I would have to run on it because I couldn't. Just have to cover it up and get down. But
Sports Hub headlines.
That's what it sounded like at the moment of truth. Bruins are going to be without another one of their top players tonight and for a couple of games afterward. David Backes suspended for 3 games by the league for his high hit on Franz Nielsen of the Red Wings the other night. It's going to cost him almost $100,000 in the 3 missed games. So that's it for Backes for a few games. Also, no Charlie McAvoy, as Zolak and Bertrand were just pointing out. No Patrice Bergeron. Juts Rott and Bob Beers will tell us who's left on the ice. Right around warm-up time, 6:30 pregame, Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Celtics also in action tonight, taking on the Timberwolves in Minnesota. Danny Ainge on with Toucher and Rich earlier this morning. So, if Gordon Hayward isn't close, what does he still have to deal with?
You know, there's just a long way to go before he can get out on a basketball court. And then once he's 100% cleared physically, which he's not close to that yet, there's a long process of just, you know, getting your mind and your confidence in your foot and overcoming the mental part of it.
See, it's the physical and the mental part. Tonight's game, Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell on the call. As always, the game, though, will be on 100.7. WZLX. Headlines are brought to you by Nairobi at Cardi's Furniture. Enjoy Cardi's rattan outdoor furniture collections with next day iDelivery from Cardi's Furniture. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
You're listening to Bruins Game Day.
Bruins Game Day.
Bruins Zolak and Bertrand
from the Star Market Broadcast Studio
on 98.5 The Sports Hub. From the center of the hockey universe, it's Zolak and Bertrand. This is Bruins Game Day. Live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Talk trash about him. The mic's... I don't fucking... I respect it. I want you guys to work forever.
Zolak and Bertrand at the Garden today. Lenny Clark is in studio with us here at the Star Market Broadcast Studio.
Yeah, man, and we love it here. We're hunting pigeons. We're hunting pigeons.
My they're everywhere. Thing down here, right? Everywhere.
Look at them. I mean, they swoop down and pick
like
up.
It's like they own the place.
They pick up little babies and they fly out into the drains. It's incredible.
I think they have they have quadrants picked off that they are specific to.
That's their place.
I watch them. We're down here a lot.
Very territorial creature.
Yep. Well, you know, if the Bruins ever have to change because, you know, well, being a Bear, someone will eventually get upset about having bears.
It'll piss someone off.
Yeah, so we'll go to the Pigeons, Boston Pigeons.
The Boston Pigeons.
Look at them, man.
They'll be accurate.
Listen, accuracy's good.
I've never seen a bear walking down the street in Boston. Have you?
No.
Someone on Quincy on the tracks, though. Not on Quincy. down the tracks. We were just talking about this during the last playoff run. I said the Bears are going to be coming out. There were bears on the train tracks.
Oh, man.
It's a black bear, a little baby black bear.
You know, I was up in Maine, and they said, you know, if you hit a bear, it'll screw up your car. I go, not if you sneak up on them.
How many women had teeth up there?
One. And she wanted to get in the car. She saw the match plates. Please, take me with you. I said, lady, get out of here. I'll hold out to Montreal for gas. I don't need you in my car. Who's the last
group you offended?
The last group I offended?
Yeah. Normally when you go in and you do your shows,
you sort
of put it out there and you get a feeling of the room, right?
Yes.
You know when it's going to be a tough room.
I think it's been a while because I've licked the boot now, Master. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm too old to fight those battles now. So I think the last group was the Asians. But, it's okay.
So wait, if you dialed it down?
Oh, God. I had to. Oh, my God. It's like I can't stand myself now. I mean, I used to be able to go and say, do whatever I want, anything I want. That's why people came to see me, you know.
Right? That's right.
And they said, wow, he's out of his mind. And I was just, and people said, how could you come up with that, you know, form of comedy? And I didn't have the heart to tell them. That's what I actually think.
You're going to see a comedian.
Yeah. You go, but it is, like Amy Schumer, she can say whatever she wants.
Chris Rock can say whatever he wants.
And Chappelle and those guys. And people at that level, they can say whatever they want. But, you know, I was at that level at once. You know who I used to be? That's what people say. You know who I am? I go, you know who I used to be? I used to be big. I was a big boy. But, no, now it's very, very – I feel my hands are tied. Although it makes me work harder to say stuff without actually saying it. You know, to imply. Yeah,
I agree.
And a lot of
that's us every day here for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Because you kind of want to get it out, but you want to say it.
Well, you want to keep your job. You got to keep your job.
Yeah.
We all have bills to pay. You know what I mean? And we have to be on. We want to be on our game, but we don't want to lose that. We don't want to lose the job. You know.
Speaking of bills, where are you working next?
Giggles? Oh, I'm at Giggles tonight for a cystic fibrosis benefit. We're raising money for cystic fibrosis.
That's good.
It is. It's a great. As a matter of fact, the benefits are fun.
I love seeing the benefits.
Oh yeah. Because then I go a little crazy, you know, because it's I'm doing it on the goodness of my heart. You can't be. No, you get what you pay for. You didn't pay me. I'm doing it. So, Friday and Saturday I'm doing my regular show. You know, so I mean, and I'm in a bad mood, so it should really be good weekend.
Quite a bit.
But the best part is when if you're in the crowd watching a show, any comedian, if maybe Lenny, my favorite part is watching other people get offended. That's a secondary part of the show.
I love watching
the other people in the crowd who have this look of horror on their face, and you're like,
"What did you think you were coming to see?"
And then you look and go, "Ha ha! Look at them!" It's like a two-parter.
Yeah. Well, when I was growing up, when we first started, we had political correct people. We called them nosy effing busybodies. You know,
exactly.
They were not happy unless you were miserable, and they're miserable anyway. Some people are just so miserable. Why they go to a comedy show is beyond me. You know, because there's some nights you get people in the show that just want to laugh. They come in there, they go, make me laugh, and they get into it. And it's other people, I'm offended. What are you offended at? You know what? They raise the dime on the wine.
I'm offended. Come on. Is it better to have liquor at these shows? Most of them do.
Oh, yeah. We liquor it up, man. There's
got
plenty of booze.
Give them a little bit of an edge.
And we'll pick up your parking. Come on. That's all right. You know what I mean? And if you get a designated driver, we'll give him a free pizza or a free booze. Free soda.
We'll take care of him. Because he clearly needs it.
Yeah.
So the weight's staying off?
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. You too, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, what did you do?
I did Awaken 180. You're New England Fat Loss.
New England Fat Loss. Yep. You're doing
good
Awaken mass. 180.
Good mass.
Yeah, yeah, Matt. Well, you know what?
Hey, Lenny, you look great.
Well, you know what? I had lost 180 pounds on my own. But the last 20 was, you know, to get under 100, yeah. To get under a deuce, I did that New England Fat Loss. It worked.
You want to see something really funny?
I do.
Here?
I want to
Naz
see
Naz left open his Twitter handle.
Oh, he did?
So we should
So anybody could go
you
on.
You could put anything out you want. I was being nice earlier, because then he started breaking my balls about it, because, like, hey, don't do anything. Should have just turned it over to Lenny and see what happens.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Look at Brady, how handsome
we're
he
not
is.
Gonna do
it's,
that.
It's unfair.
It's a good-looking guy.
You ever have the urge to shave your head for charity?
You know, I would, but then I'd get a job. You know what I mean? Then I'd finally get another job. You know, I used to work all the time in movies and films, and now
any gigs coming up?
I did that show for Showtime called City on a Hill, produced by Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, and Kevin Bacon's the star.
Yeah,
and it's a great project, man. It's Boston in the '90s when it was really racist and crazy and everything. And I looked at the script. And I go, I can say this. They go, it's there. And I go, okay.
Wow.
Here we go.
That's built for you.
It's a great, right in my wheelhouse. So it's a great show and great actors and actresses. I don't know if it's got picked up yet. We'll find out.
I like the older Bacon.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he was in one of the Steve Carell movies, what was it, Crazy Sexy Love or something?
Yeah.
But he's got some pretty damn good roles.
Well, that show he did recently on FX, like The Following.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was fabulous. That was a crazy, crazy show. I really loved that.
So what do you think Patriots going to do?
What?
What are Patriots going to do in the offseason? What are you going to go get?
We need a Russian lineman, I think, Lowe.
Yeah?
I mean,
homewrecker.
Yeah, we do. We need someone.
Wacko in. Michael Bennett. He ends up going
With the Eagles.
That crazy.
Who are they going to make room for him? Because that Eagles team was a great team.
They're good.
They were a good team.
They're better
now. The fans suck, but the team, they put it together.
You get any good stuff on Philly fans? It's like
You know what? I used to have all sorts of rants on Philly fans, but ever since Billy Bird did his thing.
Oh, that's right, Bill. We played that.
Made him a superstar.
Yeah, we played
that. He's selling out. He's out there. He's selling the garden out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we played that one.
Yeah, I hated Philly. I hated being down there. You know what I mean? They're animals. I mean, we're animals, but we've toned it down now. We won in every sport. You know, we're okay. But I still wanted to win that game, you know, as you did. Man, yeah. Oh, man. I didn't go to the after party. I didn't look for you. I went to Denny's. I was so depressed.
We went.
I just.
A-Rod was there.
Time. A-Rod was there.
Oh.
That was a little awkward.
Hey, you know what? I was down at Big Poppy's golf tournament, and A-Rod came down one year. And it was auctioning off lunch with A-Rod. And he came up to me. He goes, hey, man. He goes, go easy on me. I said, listen, you know, you're a Yankee, so naturally I hate you.
Oh, he actually said that to you.
But I said, you came down out of goodness of your heart. You're David's friend. We appreciate you. Raising money for kids. I'll go easy on you. I said, who give me 10 grand to have lunch with A-Rod? Nothing. And who give me 9 grand? Nothing. I said, who give me 15 grand to have lunch with the girl he's with? He was with the smoke show. Oh, my God. I got 15 grand for lunch with the girl he was with. It was incredible.
Wait, who was the girl?
Serious?
Some girl or was it J-Lo?
Some.
And he's with J-Lo now. That's his girlfriend.
She was better than J-Lo. I mean, like, J-Lo's J-Lo. You know what I mean? Do you want that? Do you really want that? Do you want to listen to that?
Nah, do you know Peter?
I'd listen to that.
No, I would.
Yep.
I
no. Do you know Peter Abraham from the Boston Globe? Baseball writer.
I know.
You know him if you see him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know him.
Was he there at this thing?
No.
What do you think you could have auctioned him off for?
Zoe's obsessed with all the writers that go to the David Ortiz stuff.
That's Pete's big one. That's the big one.
First week of December every year, right?
Yeah.
First week of December.
All expenses paid.
I'm telling you, it's the best event I've ever been to in my life. I mean, I just got back from Colorado skiing for a week, you know, and they took care of you. And it's wonderful. But I mean,
nice.
But we're down at Casa del Campo. It costs like $500 a round of golf, the golf. You know, that's on them. You know, they fly in, they put you up. When you check in, they give you a golf cart. And you drive around the properties 20 miles. And you don't even leave the property. Everywhere in a golf cart. You know? Nicky Verano, you know Nicky.
Wow.
Nicky had a big electric car. He was the man of the year. So they gave him this super deluxe electric golf cart. That thing died on him.
Was that when he was big or was he little?
No.
How much weight has he lost?
Nicky's
good.
Lost about 150 pounds.
Like half his size. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I tell you what, though. You need to know anybody in this town. You talk to him.
Oh, Nicky. Oh, he's the best.
He's like the unofficial mayor.
We had dinner at his strip last night. You know, Astrega strip.
Yep.
I'll put that steak up against anyone. It's incredible. His food, his service, everything. It's just the best. It's the best. I had Belichick.
And everybody goes there, too.
Belichick goes there.
I was there, what, like a month ago?
Yeah.
And it was, I had Pedro sitting next to me at the table next to me on one right? side and Jalen Brown on the other.
Yeah.
I'm like, everybody comes here.
Yeah. Well, you remember when Bill sent three players home for being late? This is about 4 or 5 years ago. Well, we're having dinner that night. So Bill's running about 2 minutes late. And I said to everyone in the restaurant, hey, when he comes in, everyone point at the watch. So Bill comes in and goes, hey, you're late. And everyone's pointing at the watch. He says, you son of a... Well, I can't tell you this.
All right, Lenny. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
So, Giggles tonight. And the
Giggles
big,
tonight.
The real show Saturday, Sunday.
781-233-9950. We got then a show Friday. Two shows Saturday. We got everyone. Tony V tonight. Tomorrow night we have Dave Russo. And G Funny, Greg Howell, really funny comic. And, you know, everyone stops in when I'm up there anyway. You know, but call Giggles, go online, or call 781-233-9950. We'd love to have you up there. Plenty of parking. It's a good night out. Tonight's a great fundraiser for cystic fibrosis. And, you know, you want to have a good time, come on out.
And free booze for the DDs.
Yeah. You got me on that.
There's only one comedian in the city that can show up to the show.
I'm waiting for that kid from the Prince Group to bring the food in here.
That's all right. We're going to get it.
All right. We'll take care of him.
Bringing a chicken and parm?
Yeah, yeah. Chicken palm, pizzas, spaghetti and meatballs, everything.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
I want it in here. Right, I'll call him now.
Thanks, Lenny.
For having me in, guys.
Love you, bud.
Thanks for coming by. Lenny Clark joining us here at the Garden. We'll talk to Sean Grandy coming up next.
Live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio, Bruins Game Day on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Broadcasting live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio, it's Zolak and Bertrand. Bruins Game Day on your home of the Bees, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We get it with 7.9 to go. A step back in the rebuilding process for Chicago, but they'll be right back at it against Memphis Wednesday night. In the meantime, the Celtics take care of business and beyond without Kyrie Irving tonight. Talk about a bounce back from the heartbreaking loss in Houston. The Celtics blow the Bulls away, led by 37 on their way to a 16-point win, 105-89.
Zolak and Bertrand, a couple minutes late, getting to Sean Grandy here. Sean, we apologize. We had Lenny Clark in studio with us.
You don't have to apologize. Lenny Clark did my bachelor party. You never have to apologize to me about ceding my time.
Look at you.
That's Lenny pretty Clark. Damn good.
Yeah. Tells you how long we've both been around, but yeah.
Yeah. Sean, let's talk about Al Horford, because he's been taking a lot of crap this week. You know, Saturday was not a good night for him. But even nationally now, I read a story that Al Horford is now a problem for the Boston Celtics. that it's now like some huge problem that the Celtics are going to have to deal with going forward. How would you respond to that? What do you think of that? What do you make of it?
I'm trying to think of a good let me give you a good sports radio soundbite answer to that, which is, There are two, because it oversimplifies everything in a perfect way. There are two kinds of people. There are the people that understand what Al Horford brings to an NBA team, why he was an All-Star this year, why coaches around the league think he is a Defensive Player of the Year candidate in addition to being a guy you can go to offensively even if he's been in a slump. There are people who understand his value, and there are people who don't know basketball. And it's that simple.
Besides not knowing basketball, and could it be as simple as this, too? He makes too much damn money. That's a $30 million price tag.
Absolutely. Of course it does. Of course it does. And I saw somebody on one of the talking head shows, because I'm human and I get sucked into them like everybody else, talk about the topic of max. Would you give Kawhi Leonard a max contract? And his answer was, no, I wouldn't give anybody a max contract. And it's just the idea that that's so much money that nobody is worth it. Well, that's not the point. Everybody, it's an equal playing field. To get Al Horford here, you had to not only offer the max money, you had to have him choose you over the four or five other teams that offered max money. The same thing with Gordon Hayward. The same thing, you know, you're competing. How much money a player makes has nothing to do with what he is contributing to a team. So is Al Horford's contract, is anything about Al Horford a problem? I can't possibly imagine. Did he have a rough February? particularly offensively, yeah, he did. There's no doubt about it. But what have we seen throughout the course of the year? What have we seen during the playoffs, particularly last year, that leads you to be concerned about what he is going to bring, you know, when the money's on the table?
What do you make of Kyrie Irving's knee injury? I mean, go back to the report out of Cleveland that he had threatened the Cavs with going to have surgery. You know, do you think this is going to be a problem for him down the stretch? Are we in a situation like last year with Isaiah's hip? We'll be in that again with Kyrie's knee.
I think we know more about players' injuries now than we did. And granted, there wasn't, you know, everyday analysis and internet and sports radio and Larry Bird is playing, but we'd be doing this every day with Larry. You know, Larry's back is hurting. Larry's knee is hurting. You know, Kevin McHale's foot in 87. You'd be doing this all the time. We just have more information now and more opportunity to talk about it. Is Kyrie Irving going to have a knee thing? Is he going to have a 100% knee throughout his career? Probably not. Is he going to play 82 games a year and 37 minutes a game? No, probably not. Is it a debilitating thing that's going to keep him out of games for any length of time? I doubt that, too. Is there going to be strategic rest? Yeah, because there is for everybody. That's the way of the world. The only guy who's not taking strategic rest this year is LeBron, who's playing every game, and pretty much everybody you're going to see tonight from Minnesota, because Tom Thibodeau doesn't subscribe to that theory. But everybody else is on strategic rest, which, by the way, if I can jump to another topic, because it's big social media-wise for me last night, is why I don't really see the Celtics catching Toronto because of, A, how far Toronto is ahead, their easier schedule, but also the issue of rest down the stretch. Like, these games at the end of the year, when I believe the Celtics will be locked into that two spot, I think you're going to have games where Al Horford sits and Kyrie sits for just such a purpose.
That's the thing. If say Horford missed that All-Star game and didn't get selected, it may have helped him, because Stevens told us the other day he nicked his ankle up prior to that break. And he just hasn't been the same guy coming out. When you watch him and Kyrie, especially going back to last Saturday when, you know, they said, hey, we're going to shut Kyrie down here, do they look sluggish to you? I mean, you see him and you know the flow of the game.
I thought Kyrie, to me, not so much. I mean, he has, you know, there are games, Kyrie's performance sometimes, it dazzles you. You're not really looking. There was a play at the end you could see where his knee got tweaked in the final minute of the game. Al, to me, there's been a clear drop-off through that Houston game for about five or six games before that. You could tell. And what I've said, you know, all year is when Al looks ordinary, the Celtics look ordinary. When the Celtics were 16-2, Kyrie wasn't their best player yet. Al Horford was in that first part of the year. You know, he was dominating on both ends. So how much of it are little injuries and fatigue? You know, it's all possible. Has Al Horford played at an all-star level the last 3 weeks? He has not. Do I think it is a concerning issue? I think if it continued, it would be, but he looked, in his limited minutes that he had to play Monday against the Tankables, he looked phenomenal. And I think his performance, and I think Kyrie's performance, and in general the Celtics in the bigger games they've played, has sort of been encouraging, particularly offensively, since the All-Star break. So, you know, are there issues? Yes. The biggest issue to me for the Celtics right now is that Toronto looks amazing every time they play. And I can't figure out whether the Celtics play a game in Houston, and you can't figure out, do the Celtics belong with that top three group with Golden State, Houston, Toronto, or are they with that other group that we're going to see tonight with Minnesota and New Orleans is in there now and Portland and Washington and Cleveland? I just don't think we know, because there are some nights the Celtics look like they belong with those top three and some nights they look like they're sort of the best of the other group.
Sean Grandy, voice of the Celtics here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Sean, enjoyed the time in Minnesota. Zoe and I can attest to how much it sucks there at this time of year.
Sucks.
Well, first, and I said, you know, you said you came to me a couple of minutes late. First of all, when you get here, you're setting your watches back like 48 minutes. So it's all kind of, you know, it's all relative here.
Where are you staying out there?
Where are we staying? That Grand Hotel. It's sort of, everything's downtown. But the thing is, you guys were here.
It's been nice traveling to a party at 20.
You just, well, it's a little easier, yeah, but you got this, you had the skyways here, right? You
don't, we were
have
okay.
People, no, it's, we like a habit, okay, trail. You don't have to go outside.
Yeah.
All right. Very good, then.
See you, Grandy.
We wouldn't know. We stayed at the mall.
Hey, listen, I lived here for 3 years, and my governor was Jesse Ventura. So, I mean, I lived the life. It doesn't get
31 days, baby. 31 days till WrestleMania.
We're getting there.
All right, Sean. Thanks.
See you, guys.
Sean Grandy on the expert hotline here on Zolak and Bertrand. We'll get caught up on headlines. And when we come back, we'll be joined in our Star Market broadcast studio by Billy Jaffe. Go back to the topic we have started the day with, and that is David Backes getting hosed by the NHL for three games. We'll be talking about that coming up next.